Titus, second chapter of Titus. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. I'm going to start reading at verse number 11 of second chapter of Titus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Let us pray. Father, I again thank you for the blessed book, the Word of God. I thank you for your goodness, your kindness to us down through these many years. Thank you for what you've accomplished here. We certainly give you glory and praise for anything that good that was done. We know it was you that did it, and we give you the honor and the praise for that. We thank you for the privilege of serving you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in the future. And Father, we just simply ask you your richest blessings of heaven upon this place. And certainly today as I preach, O God, how I need thee. And I ask you in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This morning I'm just going to bring a message which I've entitled Blessed Hope Baptist Church 20 Years. We're going to look at some things this morning. I want to begin by kind of going over the scripture here as we did last evening for just a few moments. And this morning, these are very precious, precious verses of scripture. They are to anyone, but they certainly are to Blessed Hope Baptist Church, because out of these verses of scripture came the name of this church. Not only the name of it, but the purpose for it. We wanted to be a church that was simply separated unto the Lord. We wanted a church where the Word of God was preached. That was our desire when we gathered together for that first meeting, was to have a church, not just to build a church, not just to have something different, but a church that was founded upon the Word of God, and we'd stay true to His Word, and we would be a separated people showing forth good works unto the Lord. And of course, we wanted to be a church that was dedicated to the fact that we were looking for that blessed hope. And that, of course, is talking about the rapture of the church, returning of the Lord Jesus Christ to get his people. And I say to you, I certainly today am still looking for the Lord Jesus to come. I'm anxious about it. I'm ready for him to come. I look forward to it. And I trust that you do too. This was an exciting time. It had a very humble beginning, this place did. Some of you remember it, some of you might not, but let me say again to you, you are the Blessed Hope Baptist Church of today. You cannot go back and look, and we can remember and thank God for the things in the past, but the things in the past are not going to do for the things in the future. We must now, and as we've been doing, we must continue to serve God and look to serving God even greater than we ever have before. And you are the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, in which I am very grateful and thankful for. We did have a humble beginning. It was an exciting and yet a very troublesome time. Whether some of you realize it or not, this church was born in adversity. It was born out of persecution. You don't know all the story, I'm sure, and we're not going to give it all to you this morning. But this church was born in persecution, out of persecution. And let me say to you, I believe that's one of the reasons why it's been strong and stood the test of time. This church is not perfect. It never has been. But I think that we will look at some things this morning that maybe you will thank God that God did raise up Blessed Hope Baptist Church and put it on this place, and it's been here for the last 20 years. I can look back and remember the multitudes of blessings that God put upon this church. Yes, some of them were physical, but I'm reminded most of the time my mind comes to the spiritual blessings that God has given us as a church at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and I'm thankful for it. Our great dedication was to always see to it that the plan of salvation was always preached and presented from this pulpit and from its Sunday school classes and from all the ministries that we have. It's very important that we present the gospel, the wonderful gospel of Christ. You do know that all men are lost, hopelessly lost without Christ. We know that every individual, I don't care who we are, in the eyes of God, are unrighteous. We are sinners in God's eyes. Every single individual that's ever been born on the face of this earth, except our Lord Jesus Christ. We are all in the same boat. Amen. And the only way to get that sin washed away is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on Calvary's cross for us that we might have everlasting life. Should you be here without Jesus this morning, I want you to know that He loves you very much. I want you to know that He died on the cross. He came specifically for you that you might have eternal life. He loves you. And if you're willing to put your faith and trust in Christ, recognizing you are a sinner, lost, hopelessly lost, and you'll call upon the name of the Lord in faith, believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross for your sins, and you're willing to accept Him as your personal Savior, He'll save you and give you eternal life. No doubt about it. You'll be born again, and you'll be ready for heaven when you die. It's a marvelous, wonderful truth. We always want that to be preached at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. That message is a must. That's not something we either take or leave. We must preach that message. That's the whole message of the church. All the other ones come after that. We grow, we learn, and all these other things. But but we must preach the gospel of Christ. I want to take a few minutes this morning and just kind of look back. I remember the first bus we bought. We named him Friendly Freddy. I mean, we put out bulletins on Friendly Freddy. As I remember, it was Sister Nita Swaby who drew up a bunch of pictures of Friendly Freddy, handed them out to every boy and girl that we could find to ride Friendly Freddy to church. I remember the bus ministry. It began soon after Blessed Hope Baptist Church began. And ever since then, the bus ministry has been in action. Buses have been bought. Multitudes of buses have been bought. I kind of laughed at Carla last night. She was testifying. She wondered if maybe we still had one of the buses she got picked up on when she was a child. She knew she didn't, but she laughed about that. But we just sold it, Carla, just a little while ago. But we've had a lot of buses, haven't we? We've had many buses bought. People have purchased buses. People have put money in buses to help maintain them, to help them go. Men have worked on those buses mechanically. People have worked on those buses to get boys and girls into the house of God over and over, year after year after year. They gave their time, their efforts, and they've done this way back from the beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Bus ministry here didn't start yesterday or 2 years ago. It started 20 years ago. And we've ever since then had a bus ministry at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And let me say to you, there's been, I don't know how many buses we've had. I don't know how many has been saved off of those bus ministry. I don't know, but let me say to you, there's been multitudes of boys and girls who would have never had an opportunity to get in church and hear the Word of God if it hadn't been for our bus ministry. Multitudes of adults has rode the bus here to the Blessed Hope Baptist Church so they could hear the Word of God preached and taught in Sunday school and junior churches, and so that they could hear the Word of God and be saved. I want to say to you, I thank God for the last 20 years of bus ministry. I thank God for that. And every single boy and girl that was saved, let us remember there was multitudes that has walked the aisles and came out of Sunday schools and came out of children's church services off of our bus ministry and has received Christ as personal Savior, and then to go on to grow in the Lord. Not only that, I want to remember our children churches. We started that early in our ministry too, a children's church. And there's been different people who's worked in children's churches down through the years, faithfully taking children during the preaching service. We have two of them going on right now. One right over there underneath in the basement. One right over down here underneath in the basement. A children's church are going on. Junior and children's church are going on. People are in there serving and working, preaching the gospel gospel of Christ, telling people how to be saved, these young boys and girls, helping them to grow in the Lord, helping them to be strengthened, getting some of them saved. Many times they'll come right up out of these stairways, come up here and tell people that they've gotten saved. I say to you, for the last 20 years, we've had that kind of a ministry, and I thank God for every person who has ever worked in it and served in it. All the teachers, all the helpers, all of those that have done anything for the children's church, I want to say to you, thank you this morning. That's a blessing of God that God has given us. Not only that, our Sunday school teachers. You go down, you can't evaluate, I don't believe, the importance of Sunday school. You know that when they come here and they divide up into their classes and they go and the teachers begin to teach the Word of God and the helpers begin to help them. And let me say to you, it takes all of them. It takes helpers, it takes teachers, and they faithfully, week after week, that's been going on for 20 years. Faithful teachers down through the years who have taught the blessed book, the Word of God, and who are still doing it today. We may have some new faces, new teachers, but they're faithfully teaching the Word of God. Helpers who are faithfully helping in those classes, and it takes it all. Why? Because there's people coming out of those Sunday school classes, young people coming out of there, saved, born again, some of them growing in the Lord. I say to you, it takes every ministry. It takes the Sunday school, it takes the children's church, it takes a bus ministry, it takes the preaching service, takes the youth ministry, takes all of these put together to do a work for God. And I say to you, for the last 20 years that's been going on at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Not only that, I'm thankful also for the youth ministry that we've had for the last 20 years. We've had a youth ministry, and it's reached many young people over the years. And I say to you, that's faithfully done and should be faithfully done, because young people are important. Young teenagers are important. Younger than that are important. We try to reach them. We do our best. Multitudes has been saved because of our youth ministries, our young people's ministry. Thank God for that. Look back and remember what God has done for the past 20 years. Amen. He's done a wonderful work. Multitudes has been saved because of those ministries. Let me say to you, in 1977, we graduated our first class in 1978. We started a school ministry. And because of that school ministry, we have seen boys and girls saved. We've seen them prepared for life. We've seen them getting ready to go. Tanya gave her testimony last night about being in the Christian school and what it done for her, what it meant for her, and others did too. I know Kim did, and she gave her testimony. These two girls are, we'll talk about it in a moment, but Tanya's graduating this year, getting ready to go on out in life, do what God wants. Kim next year is going to be graduating. We have others, and we'll discuss that in a moment. But let me say to you, we just need to realize this school ministry has done something great, whether we realize it or not. We look at it sometimes on a day-to-day basis, and boy, we just don't see all the blessings that's coming. But we've tried to hold fast the line on the school here, and God has blessed that. We have a good school. We have a school with some standards, and we're going to keep those standards no matter what anybody says. Amen. And we're going to move right down the line. We're just going to keep going on for the Lord, because that school has been such a blessing to this church, because it's prepared young people for life. Amen. And let me say to you, I'm thankful for every teacher that has ever taught in this school. I'm thankful for the teachers we have now teaching in this school. I'm thankful for every helper that has ever helped in this school. And those that are helping now, I'm thankful and grateful for the work that you're doing. Sometimes on a day-to-day basis, you think it's just drudgery or something, and maybe sometimes you don't think much is being accomplished. But if you look back and remember what God has done for these many years before this, you'll realize that God has done a marvelous work. Let me say to you also, the vacation Bible schools. I suppose we've had vacation Bible school every year for the last 20 years. Every single one of them. And can you imagine the vacation Bible school, all the boys and girls that ever came into vacation Bible school? That is exciting times. For the last 20 years, we've had boys and girls coming to Blessed Hope Baptist Church, coming for a week of meetings, getting them in there, preaching to them, teaching them, having exciting things, bringing them to Christ, getting them to grow in the Lord. Can you imagine the multitudes that has been saved during those last 20 years because of vacation Bible school? Getting ready for another in this next couple, 3 weeks from now, June the 7th. Another vacation Bible school. We're hoping to get 400. Amen? Amen. We want 400, don't we? Yeah. Amen. But anyway, we're looking forward, not just for 400's sake. Now, we do a lot of things, but it's not just for that. It's to get boys and girls under the gospel of Christ. It's to get them here so they'll learn and grow and they'll be saved. That's what it's all about. Can you imagine 20 years of vacation Bible schools and what God has done? Can you imagine all the teachers that has taught over those years and his helpers that has helped, craft people who's helped? I mean, multitudes of people has gathered together materials and worked and strove for 20 years, put on a Bible school, and God blessed that. I say God's been good, don't you? Amen. We've got a lot to be thankful for here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Not only that, the revival meetings we've had. Most of the time, we've had 2 years. Sometimes it might have been 1 a year, but most of the time, we've had 2 revival meetings a year. Not always. Can you imagine over the last 20 years what has been done in revival meetings at Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Can you imagine the multitudes that's walked the aisles and the multitudes of Christians who's been strengthened in the faith when evangelists come in and preach the Word of God for 5 or 6 or 7 nights in a row? You know, that's something that's a blessing. That's what revival's all about. I get you on Sunday morning, I get you on Sunday night, Wednesday night, but when you come in a revival meeting, you get it for 5, 6, 7 nights in a row. You get the blessed book, the Word of God. That's important. Revival meetings down through the years have brought multitudes to Christ, has brought multitudes to a greater faith in Jesus Christ. And I look back and I think, what if it hadn't have been? What if all those revivals had not have been? What if those tent meetings, that first one we had up here on the land up there in town, up here in Jasonville, and Bob Kelly so eloquently came and preached the Word of God? What about the next year when we set this tent right where this building is sitting right today, and Bob Kelly came back, preached again the blessed book, the Word of God, and God blessed. And I was thinking about him, but also the many other evangelists that we've had through to preach God's Word. Can you imagine what God's done in 20 years of revivals? I say we ought never forget. What if Blessed Hope hadn't have been here? What if there'd been no revivals? What if there'd been no vacation Bible schools, no Sunday schools, no children's churches, no preaching from the pulpit? What if there'd been not that there? We need to be thankful. Not only that, I was thinking about the missions. The many missionaries that has been supported by Blessed Hope Baptist Church over the last 20 years and is still being supported. We came out of a kind of a difficult situation. I told you we came out of persecution, but the church which we came out of and a group of people came away and started Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We had, I think, as I remember, 2 missionaries there. At that time, they immediately, when we left, dropped those missionaries. They dropped their mission. See, immediately you drop your blessings. They dropped the missionaries immediately. We immediately picked them up. We didn't have much to go on. We immediately picked them up, and ever since has had missionaries in Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And still have missionaries all over this world at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Multitudes of dollars. I don't know how much over the last 20 years has been put into mission work through Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I don't know. We could say, sure, there could have been more. I wish there had been. I'm simply saying multitudes, though, has been done for missions over the last 20 years of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Not only that, I don't know how many tracts has been handed out. I really don't know. All I know is this, multitudes of times over the last 20 years myself, when I was here, I've made orders for 2,000 or 3,000 tracts, time and time and time again. Yep, need another order. They go out, people take them, hand them out. I don't know how many. I wouldn't know even begin to say how many tracts has been handed out in the last 20 years. The gospel of Jesus Christ going forth from Blessed Hope Baptist Church, had it not been here, those tracts would not have been handed out. I'm saying to you that God has blessed down through the years and he's blessed the ministry. I was thinking about this afternoon when Brother Brewer will go down to preach at Linton Nursing Home. Brother Bob preaches up here in Jasonville. I usually get the Tuesday night. I let Greg do it the last week. Done a good job. But I was thinking about the different people who has preached down through the years in nursing home ministries from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Faithfully. We have 3 nursing homes that we faithfully go to every month. And we do go to some of the other ones sometimes. But let me say to you, can you imagine over the last 20 years how many people has heard the gospel of Jesus Christ in the nursing homes because of the ministry of Blessed Hope Baptist Church? And I don't even know, I wouldn't begin to say how many has been saved. Let me say to you, God has plucked multitudes of young, older people and brought them into heaven, got them ready for heaven because of the ministry of the nursing home services. Just this last week, there was a lady won to Christ after the service. Sister Betty had the privilege of showing her how to be saved in a nursing home, come to know Jesus. You want to discount that for the last 20 years, the ministry that has went on? Do we want to say that that doesn't make any difference? I say to you, it does make a difference. I say to you that God has blessed down through those years these ministries of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I think about the visitation program. I think about the nights and the Saturdays and the times that people have taken from this church for the last 20 years. In fact, I remember it was soon after the church was formed. In 1973, we began a visitation soul winning program. I don't know how many people's been saved, but I know there's been a lot. I don't know how many hearts has been changed because of visitation program. Someone going up and knocking on a door said, I'd like to tell you about Jesus Christ. I want to give you my testimony. I want to tell you God loves you and you need to be saved. Or a blessing of a help to somebody who was backslidden away from God, and somebody showed up at the door and knocked on that door and was a blessing and a help. I have no way to know down through the years. All I know is this, for the last 20 years, there's been a visitation soul-winning program at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And I'd like to ask you a question. I'm talking about a church-wide. I'm not talking about just the preacher. I'm not talking about maybe a deacon. I'm talking about a church-wide visitation program. I would like to ask you a question, if you could name one other church in this area that has a visitation, regular visitation program. God has blessed this church because we're willing to go out and knock on some doors and tell people about Christ. Understand? How many Christians over the years has had their knowledge increased and their faith strengthened because of the preaching from this pulpit on Sundays and Wednesday nights? Faithfully for the last 20 years, preaching going forth from the pulpit of this church, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, preaching God's word, how many has there been that's been strengthened in faith and increased in knowledge of the Word of God over those years? I have no way to know, but I know this, it's multitudes. I would like to do something, and I'd like to ask you to do something for me. If you receive Christ, was saved through one of the ministries or through the Blessed Hope Baptist Church ministry, or you have children who were saved, or grandchildren who were saved, or a family member who was saved through the Blessed Hope Baptist Church ministry. You understand what I'm saying? If you yourself, your children, your grandchildren, or a family member was saved through the ministry of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, whether it be bus, whether it be children's church, whether it be preaching service, whether it be Sunday school, regardless what it is, would you please stand? If you were saved, if you had children saved, grandchildren saved, family members saved at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, now I want you to just turn around. Just kind of look. You may be seated. Now, would you like to tell me that it's not worth it? Amen? You want to tell me that the last 20 years has been for naught? Certainly not. The last 20 years has been a blessing. It's had its hardships, its troubles, its ups and downs. But Blessed Hope Baptist Church being here in Jasonville, Indiana, has had an impact upon the people of this area. And I say to you, to God be the glory and the honor and the praise. It's because of Him and what He has done down through the years. I would also like to just call out some names. You say, well, Brother Ross, is the ministry going on? I want to tell you about a young man that got saved right down here at an altar many, many years ago by the name of Tom Fry. And him and his wife, Rhonda, was also saved. Rhonda Sluter was also saved in this church, and now in Pennsylvania. He pastors the church out in Pennsylvania. Every time he preaches, we're a part of it. I want to tell you about our son, Jerry Ross, that's over here in Brazil, Indiana, who got saved in this church, answered the call to preach in this church, went forth preaching the Word of God, and every time he preached, we're a part of it. I want to tell you about Tina Eichelman sitting back here, that grew up in this church and got saved here, born again, went off to school, got prepared, came back teaching the Word of God full time. I'm talking about full time service right now. Teaching the Word of God through school. And that's what we call it here. We teach school, but the Word of God is more important than anything else. But we teach school, and she's doing it faithfully from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. How about Terry Reiser, who teaches faithfully in our kindergarten and first grade class, faithfully, full time? Here? How about Tanya Eichelman, whom just getting ready to graduate if she passes these last tests? We know she will. We're just kidding her. But Tanya Eichelman went away, grew up here, went through the school, got saved somewhere along there. I don't remember. I'm sorry, Tanya. When was you saved? You was 9 years old. Got saved, went away to school, prepared now to serve God full time in some ministry. From Blessed Hope Baptist Church. How about Kim Hutchison there? Oh, she's got another year to go, but she's going to make it. Another year to go, and she also grew up here, was saved here, went through school here, went to Hiles Anderson College, as so did Tanya, and is now preparing for God to use her. How about Luke Townsley? Luke just went away for a first semester. Luke grew up here, and what age was Luke saved, Betty, you remember? 7 years of age. Through the Blessed Hope Baptist Ministry, and Luke grew up here and went to school here part of the time. Sister Betty homeschooled him, some of it. But he's away at college now, at Fairhaven College. What for? Preparing to serve God full time. How about, and of course they have another son. We, the Blessed Hope Baptist Church, did not have much to do with that ministry, but they have another son, Jim Townsley, who is pastoring in Southington, Connecticut. How about Jim Swaby, who is assistant pastor, and Cheryl, his wife, both saved through this ministry, now serving God? How about Darren McDonald? Darren grew up in this church, went through school, and here a while back, come by and told me, he said, I've been called to preach. And he's down in Chattanooga, Tennessee Temple, preparing to preach the gospel. How about Marty McDonald, his sister, married to Tim Russ, just graduating this year from Hiles Anderson College. Tim Russ is prepared to preach the Word of God. He's kind of wanting an assistant, but I don't know what God will do. But anyway, there's Marty. Came up through this school, up through this church, and up through this school, and married to Tim Russ, a preacher. How about Teresa Stevens? Teresa Stevens came through this school, through this church, was saved through this ministry, and married to Wayne Scott, a fine man. Young man, if you don't know Wayne, you ought to get to know Wayne Scott. He's a fine young man. He teaches school. Is that in Virginia? Can someone help me? Is that in Virginia? I think it was. In Virginia. And she's married to that young man who teaches school full-time. Teresa did teach full-time, but she had a baby and decided to quit and raise that child. How about Chris Mowry? Brother Don and Sister Jean's boy, teaching Christian school, and that is in Virginia, am I correct on that? Teaching, used of God full-time. I'm just talking about the full-time services. You want to say it wasn't worth it? Don't you realize that everything that was been done the last 20 years and all of those that's went out to serve God full-time, we're a part of that? We receive part of the blessings from that? Let me ask you a question. There's also other ones here in this church right now, young people who have said, I give my life to the Lord for full-time service. Would you please stand? I have given my life for full-time service. Folks, I want you to look. Isn't this wonderful? I've given my life to serve God full-time. Thank you. You understand what I'm saying? You want to say it ain't worth it? You want to say it hasn't amounted to much? I tell you what, God has blessed this church. And we're going to have more that'll stand one of these days and rise up and say, I want to serve God for the rest of my life. And you know what? That's just the full-time workers. How about, and I don't really like the word too well, but we call them lay people. How about that man that just goes every day, gets up, goes to work, and he's a testimony for Christ? Giving forth the gospel of Jesus when opportunity arises, giving out tracts, serving God, being an example to those around. How about those dear ladies that just get up every day, regardless what it is they do, just serve God, love the Lord, have children, train them to love God? You can't beat that. That's full-time service. Amen? That's full-time service. And you want to say that Blessed Hope Baptist Church has not been blessed? You want to say it's not done a work in this community? Well, you go ahead and say it, because I'm not going to. I believe it has. I believe God is blessed, and He's done multitudes of things through the ministry of this church. Let me say something to you, and I'm going to close. It's easy to remember the bad. It is so easy to remember something bad that happened. I have stood and preached in my lifetime. This is not very many times to some people. But I have stood and preached over 5,000 times in radio sermons, pulpit sermons, chapel services in school, revival meetings, week after week, four times a week here. I've preached over 5,000 times. That's not a lot to some people, but to me, that's what I've done. And I dare say down through the years, I certainly have made my mistakes. I know I have. But I want to say to you, I have tried faithfully to preach the Word of God. I've tried to be faithful to this book. And do you know what, though, most of the time? And this seems to be just human beings. But you do one thing wrong, or say one thing wrong in a sermon, they'll remember that forever. But they'll forget the 4,999 times he done all right. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I said that, I prefaced that just simply for this reason. Same way with a church. You take a church and you get down on a church, but you forget all that God has done in that place. Over the years, the blessings of God that He has done, and the multitudes has been saved and grown in the Lord. And what we want to do is remember that one time the things didn't go well. Things got out of hand. Boy, I don't want anything to do with that church. Hogwash. I've just brought to your remembrance some of the most wonderful things in the last 20 years that has been accomplished in this place. Glory to God. Where we failed, we failed. He didn't. But where we succeeded, it was God's success, not ours. But He used us to do it. And what a privilege it's been. I don't want you to ever forget how good God's been to Blessed Hope and how He's used it down through the years, 20 years of it. I'm looking forward to some more, aren't you? Till Jesus comes. Let's stay busy and faithful to the things of God. Just do them day in, day out, and we'll see more people saved. We'll see more people grow. We'll just keep doing it right on till Jesus comes. Understand? In fact, there may be someone here this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. If I would say to them, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? They'd have to say to me, no, I do not know for sure I'd go to heaven. I want to extend an invitation to you. Wouldn't it be wonderful on the 20th anniversary of this church to have someone walk this aisle and say, I need to be saved. I want to put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I know I'm lost. I know I'm not right with God. And I want to be right with God, and I want to put my faith, my trust in Jesus Christ. We invite you this morning to walk this aisle and do that as many before you has done. All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you again today for the wonderful grace of God. Thank you for your goodness. I ask you, Father, once again to take control of this invitation. Lord, to just have your will in it, to work on hearts, to deal with them. Father, there's those here without Christ. Oh, God, draw them to yourself this morning, and that we'll give you the honor and the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.